I'm Lynn Scherr, and it's Thursday, so that means we're talking about technology here on The Takeaway. Yesterday, Apple revealed its new line of iPod products, but it wasn't the news about the new nano camera that stole the show. It was this starkly slim guy in the black T-shirt and jeans, and yes, that would be Apple CEO Steve Jobs making this statement.
5 months ago, I had a liver transplant, so I now have the liver of a mid-20s person who died in a car crash and was generous enough to donate their organs. And I wouldn't be here without such generosity. I hope all of us can be as generous and elect to become organ donors.
Jobs got a standing ovation when he said that. And we are joined now by Stephen Levy, a senior writer at Wired, who was at the event. Stephen is also author of the book, The Perfect Thing, How the iPod Shuffles Culture, Commerce, and Coolness. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you.
So Stephen Jobs has never been one to openly gush about personal information. What's your take on why he chose to do so yesterday?
Well, you're absolutely correct. He normally doesn't go in that direction, but this was a pretty unusual event. It was his public return to the role of CEO and even maybe more important, main salesman of Apple after this break, where a lot of people thought he wouldn't come back at all. And he wanted to let us all know that he was back and, you know, acknowledge the elephant in the room in this case.
And he didn't just talk about what happened to him. I mean, this is amazing. He also had this to say yesterday.
So I'm vertical. I'm back at Apple, loving every day of it. And I'm getting to work with our incredibly talented teams to come up with some great new products for you all in the future. So it's wonderful.
I'm vertical. Stephen Levy, this is pretty unusual, isn't it, for a corporate conference?
Well, it is unusual. And if you take a step back and take a look at the nature of the products that they announced, they really didn't announce any products. They announced upgrades to existing products, and they weren't terribly radical in and of themselves. They're all very nice improvements, particularly you mentioned the camera and the Nano, which is a very interesting development, and it'll help the iPod for the Christmas season. But there were probably 1,000 people at this event. People came from all over the world, lots of cameras, big registrations. It's really unthinkable that any other company but Apple would have an event of that scale for an announcement of this level. It really was about Steve, I think.
So the takeaway is that Steve Jobs was saying, I'm back and I'm in charge. Stephen Levy from Wired Magazine, thanks so much for joining us.